Five members of the law enforcement community fired off three rounds each to honor the three officers, one woman and two men, who lost their lives last year. They fired the shots during a memorial ceremony led by Florida Sheriff's Association President and Highlands County Sheriff Susan Benton.
We enjoy inviting people to the Florida Sheriff's headquarters, but today's a different day. It's a special occasion. Today we gather here to give tribute to the sheriffs and deputy sheriffs who have given their lives in the line of duty.
In addition to singing songs like Amazing Grace, Benton says one way the sheriffs choose to honor the fallen is through the group's memorial wall in Tallahassee.
When this monument was built in 2002, there were 263 names inscribed on the wall. Today, we have 346 names. With 59 of our 67 counties in Florida having at least one name on the wall.
We have lost way too many law enforcement officers in our state. Five of those deaths since January 1st, 2012 were deputies, as well as Coda, a canine dog who actually took a bullet to protect and save his partner.
That's Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, who also participated in the ceremony. She named the honored officers lost last year as well as this year.
Deputy Christopher Allen Schaub from Broward, Deputy Barbara Ann Pill from Brevard. I feel like I was just at her funeral yesterday, it seems like. Detective David White from Clay County, and next year added to the memorial will be Deputy Shane Robbins from Polk County and Deputy Gary Morales. Deputy Morales was the last funeral that I attended, and I still remember looking in his beautiful little girl's eyes thinking, how are they going to survive this for the rest of their lives? And I just pray that it gets easier for everyone.
Two of the honored officers lost their lives to gunfire and another in a motorcycle accident. Bondi says given law enforcement officers' daily sacrifices, she asks that Florida residents also do their part in honoring those living today.
The next time that you see a man or a woman wearing a badge, just walk up to them and say thank you. You do not know how much that will be appreciated. There is no greater example of love and commitment than protecting others. I am eternally grateful to each man and woman in law enforcement for what you do for our state every day of your lives. Thank you so much.
And following the end of the ceremony, bagpipes and drums played to honor Florida's fallen. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.